The question was asked, why do we need three concepts, Yemot HaMashiach, Tchiyat HaMitim, and Olam HaBa? Obviously, there are multiple understandings in these three. We'll take one, which hopefully will go in line with Maimonides as best as possible, to my simple understanding. Yemot HaMashiach are the days when there will be a king that will bring us back to the land of Israel. The world will continue functioning the way it normally is, but we will return sovereignty to Israel. We will have a king who will be very wise and to the point of being a prophet. We will rebuild the temple. We'll be able to move forward the idea of a Jewish people being a light onto the nations. Well, this king will be able to do that to a large degree. Excuse me?
Kind of like just going back to King David's time?
I guess maybe to some degree. King David could have been the Messiah, yeah, to some degree. So we're going to have a very, very pious, very wise king who has prophecy, maybe even exceeding Moshe Benu's prophecy. But it's the world will continue normally. It's a regular world. We continue. I don't know if other religions will be able to exist next to him. I don't know about that. It would certainly seem that not. It would certainly seem that the other religions will convert to Judaism, or at least convert to respecting Judaism as the truth. Then we come to a point of Tchias HaMeisim, where those who were pious in their lives are given a second chance. You know, it's like in Pac-Man where he eats that special round thing and then he could walk around and gobble everyone up. So it's like a special chance at getting free points. So that's Tchias HaMeisim, where people are given a second chance, only now with a better understanding, they're given a second chance at getting many, many more mitzvot. Meaning one of the challenges as we live life is that we don't value life. We don't value our time. So we end up wasting time. If we would really think the value of a mitzvah, every one of us would be sitting here with 15 tzitzis on us. Every second I get another 15 mitzvahs. No one thinks about that. So even if we think about it, it's like, whatever. Right? So what blessing would come out of our mouth without intent? We would do mitzvah so sincerely. So Hashem says, those that were pious their whole lives and those that merit it will be given a second chance so that they can perform many more mitzvot. And then you're going to have Tchiyat HaMeitim, which is a prelude to Olam HaBa, to a time where God says, I give you the ultimate payback for all the mitzvot which you've done. So when a person passes away, he goes to one type of world where in that spiritual world he can enjoy a certain amount from what he's toiled in this world.
And there.
It's a good question. And then, after Tchiyat HaMeitim, there comes a point which is maybe similar, maybe we'll call it Olam HaBa, where that world is, where a person goes to get the rewards for the life he's lived in this world, and those who merited also got a chance with Tchiyat HaMeitim. So that's a short overview, one understanding of what's yet to come. The Talmud does tell us that all the prophecies, and none of them touched Olam HaBa, because no one really knows. No one but God knows what's waiting. We have descriptions which are all far from the truth. They're all to get us to have an appreciation of what's yet to come. But they're talking on our terms, and Olam HaBa is a world that's beyond our terms.